There's a show in town, it's going down. Every week we're back on solid ground. Steel toes slipping, but we're gripping. Got the tea to spill, it's always flipping. From April's scrim to Aaron's glee. Oh, this drama's just a spree. Polydrama, legal trauma. Another win, oh, that's the karma. This little piggy went to YouTube. This little piggy's on Rumble now. This little piggy begging for dollars. And this little piggy. Show. But Ben's torn to felony. It's a circus, can't you see? The toe is bent, the goal is spent. His empire crumbles, all hell sent. April's playlist on repeat. Aaron's lies we can't defeat. The countdown's on, it won't take long to see this piggy squeal his song. This little piggy went to YouTube. This little piggy's on Rumble. Piggy ain't missing a thing. Just sit back, laugh, and watch the king.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to This Little Piggy, a Steel Toe Morning Show roundtable discussion where we talk about Aaron M. Holt and his continued effort to not get a job and earn money like a human being. Moody is here today. It's just going to be us two. Carl is playing with Gino Bisconte and Kiki up in the Catskills, and Rocco hates the show.
I hope everyone's prepared for a 45-minute argument about something that doesn't matter.
Yes, of course. That didn't even cross my mind, but I'm sure we'll get one. As usual, when no Carl is on the show, there are no time constraints to this program, so we've flushed everything out.
We've decided, because Carl's not here, we've decided to skip the mandatory, like, watch a grieving father talk about his dead child segment of the show.
Dog get run over? Let's watch a video. Let's kick it off with some depressing shit. Yeah. Anyway, wow. Every week we come on here and it's just like, there's so much to talk about with Aaron this week.
It's not just this. It's the last 2 weeks, really. I mean, last week's show was a little bit different, but this week, like, there's a lot of stuff over the last 2 weeks. There's new patterns that have been established. In Aaron's in the show that he keeps coming back to, things about cosmetic surgery, him going in about the haters. He's taken quite the turn.
Yeah, I wasn't on the show last week because I knew the discussions would revolve around things that I wasn't able to discuss. Mm-hmm. But this week there's a whole plethora of things that we can talk about, that Aaron talked about. So if Aaron talks about it, we can talk about it. And that's what we're doing here on This Little Piggy. Don't forget to hit the like button. Don't forget we do have a goal here on this program. The super tips are already flowing in. Chad Zimimic says, don't forget to super tip MLC. Don't do that today because I have no way to play this today on this computer. Supertip.gg/NLO to make them seethe, as it were, if you will.
The banner at the bottom is still advertising Tukey and...
Fucking idiot. What the fuck?
It's about calling in and then Luigi Greenberg and Kaylee.
Hide the banner. Hide the banner. Jesus Christ. Chad's a mimic. AI music contest. Winner bites cold is the winner. Karmic sucks.
Y'all should let Rye God got on the show. He's not drunk today, and I HRO-ing him next over the super tip jokes.
Yes. Rye God sucks. He told me to get a job. I told him streaming is my job, and he laughed at me.
Rye G0D sent me a dick pic. It was pretty big, but my tits weren't just big enough to wrap around it. He said I got mosquito bites.
Free big sauce?
I completely shouldn't forgot rat. What I was going to say because I skipped the cue on that one and fucked me up. Sorry, what?
Who describes tits as wrapping around something? Like, what is that?
Well, we started calling Ashley tall tits. Anyway, yeah, I'm thinking about, not to go on a tangent, but I'm thinking about putting together an album of karmic-inspired music. I'm gonna write my own AI music came up right. with this idea last night. We were sniping Karmic, but I think I should put together my own fun album full of AI Karmic music about chicken music? Sandwiches and roller coasters and
right, like Would life love. Is a roller coaster.
Yes.
Ghost Party could just be about how lonely the house is.
Right, right.
Ghost Party of too.
You party.
by Felicia.
I'm an HR homosexual.
Okay, sorry
one what? Of the last one has to be by Felicia. That's one of the that's one of the songs.
Jesus Christ.
That's what she's no, done
no
to
Carl,
him.
Hold on, Meredith Halfpenny. No, Carl. 24-hour TLP stream.
Pretty much.
Are you but, better? You've been ill.
No, I'm still ill. I'm still sick. It's so congested.
Oh, but, Moody, sick.
Yeah, fucking sick, dude. What that woman has done to Karmic is insane. Like, he is destroyed. He is not prepared.
It was predicted by everyone. Like, we right. all knew.
But he is a novice. Like, he says he's only slept with one woman before. I don't really believe it. I'm on the, like, Karmic is a virgin train. Like, that's where I'm at. And for him to not really having been in a full-time like a long-term relationship before and to like come up against Felicia with her mind games and all of that is just he was not prepared. He can't people, he doesn't
people
even
chat one enough you've been afflicted by herpes
no
is it herpes
no you can see my lips okay. are fine but thank you. It does seem like herpes is going around these
days. Bob Sacramento right out of the gate, thank you very much. 10 gifted memberships. I haven't done this in a month. This hasn't been on my channel in a month. Stretch my wings here. Anyway, thank you, Bob Sacramento. Help us hit that goal. Supertip.gg/NLO. Our haters seethe when we hit the goal. They hate it. It's one of their least favorite things. I thought since we're talking about herpes, it'd be a great thing to kick off the show with today.
It's already there. It looks like that's where he stores his extra tooth. Just on his lips.
It's a fanny pack for his teeth.
Yeah.
That he wears around his mouth. I've got a little tooth satchel.
He uses it to open bottles upside down, like on his fridge.
Oh, God. All right, here we go. Let's find out what happened.
Evening show, and look what happened. I put fucking chapstick. What did I fucking tell you guys? What did I tell you?
What? I told you I'd get herpes if I used chapstick. Johnson & Johnson is up to no good. They cram herpes into that stuff. I told you guys.
I shouldn't have done the, like, pay $200 by 8 p.m. so that I could do chapstick on my lips part of the show. Like, what is he's
so like one of the, I guess the story's told is he used his dad's chapstick and got herpes, which again I don't know if you need to say all this on a program.
Yeah, I mean, he was down at the lake, maybe he was using chapstick as sunblock, but
right I feel like you could pick up random chapstick you found in a 7-Eleven parking lot and use it and not catch herpes. You know what I mean? Like, this is
something like a quarter of the population has herpes. It's a statistic he's told us plenty of times because he's got it. But yeah, I take the 75% chance over what it's like from Aaron's family.
It's not a big deal. I spread it around like wildfire.
But we know that he knows how to put makeup on. He, like, his horn was concealed during that.
Have we caught him putting makeup on?
Yes. During the wedding, he took a picture of himself, and the horn was like rupturing at that point. And he put concealer. Oh, right, he's put concealer on before to like hide the horn. So I don't know why he's highlighted his herpes sore before the show. Surely he's got some, like, he's got chapstick. He'll have lipstick that can be used to conceal.
Glowing. It's glowing.
Right.
I mean, this is. How red must it have been that you went with white? You know what I mean? Like, it must have been glowing.
Well, like, why not put it on your entire lips so that at least it's spread out as opposed to you've highlighted the part for people to make fun of you for. Like, just this part, thanks.
And if I put chapstick on, I get a fucking herp lip. And what happened? I got a fucking herp lip.
So I don't understand the whole, I told you if I put, this is, he acts like this is a thing he says all the time. Like, guys, I can't use chapstick or I'll get herpes.
Yeah. Huh?
It happened. I knew it was gonna, I said, remember I was on the show, was it yesterday or today? And I'm sitting there wiping lip balm off my mouth. And I'm like, I gotta wipe this.
It's on the Imholt family crest. Like, if the chapstick comes out, a herpes lip will sprout. Like, that is our family motto.
Right. My face, because I'll break out. I'll get a herp lip if I have lip balm on my face. And what the fuck happened between this morning's show and tonight's show? Fucking boom. So now that's a thing.
Now, I'm not saying I would take the day off.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't spend, apparently he spent an hour reading chats making fun of his herpes, which people are attributing to him, you know, his humiliation fetish, that he like leans into it and likes it when people make fun of his anything, basically. Like,
well, it's also like, if you can, the herp lip could be a bit of a lightning rod. It's like, if you've done other things in your life that people can make fun of you for or point out, coming in with a herp lip makes everyone just point at that.
The pool of people that need to get checked is...
I've got a puffy... I bet you can't see it. I have shit.
I bet you can't see it. All my studio lights are reflecting off of it like it's a fucking... like it's an antenna array.
Right now
the thing is visible from space.
It's, look, the bitrate is so low right now. It's still there.
You probably can't even see it.
Yes, everyone, look at my herp lip. Oh yeah, keep calling me herp lip. I'm close, I'm super close.
Hey, you're gonna blow. How did you get that far? Any tips?
So STFU Karmic Gray Duckling just said, my dick got herpes. I'm gonna, whoa, blow. Yeah, take it. That take. I printed out a photo of Nick and blasted it. Ugh. It's just a puffy. It's not, there's no actual like herp lip right now. You want,
what? You just said I've got a herp lip. Now there is no herp lip. You're not, these are not the herpes you're searching for.
It's Schrodinger's herp lip. Once you put the herpes on there, it's both there and not there.
You don't know if you have it until you kiss me.
Able to see it, except for the shit.
So, Moody, would
it.
You consider Jesus. What Sonic ate a chicken burger?
Am I going to have to raise the price of this again, you fuck?
So, the difference between a chicken burger, like... The reason
we're not doing it.
All right.
We're not doing the burger thing.
I can tell you where we differ and you'll agree to it.
Okay.
All right. So it's a cultural difference. Americans believe that.
I don't care. I don't care.
A burger refers to the meat in there. So, like, it's the burger patty is what makes the burger. And if you put, like, a burger patty inside sandwich, like sandwich bread, that will be that'll be like a patty melt or something like that. Like, it changes.
This is why people hate you,
right? Whereas the British colonies believe that a sandwich is defined by the bread, so anything between burger buns is referred to as a burger. So that's where the confusion comes in.
A ham and cheese sandwich is a ham and cheese burger.
Yeah, totally. A chicken burger.
Jelly burger.
Right. It's defined by the bread rather than the meat and jelly.
So, yeah, all right.
But it's just, I can feel it coming in. Those of you who get herp lips, you know, there's like a puffiness and like a tingly sensation.
Oh, he's using it to relate to his audience. You guys get it. You guys all know what it's like. It's like when you know an earthquake's coming, they can measure tremors early on and they know it's about to erupt.
He's also licking off the Carmex or whatever he's put on his lips.
Well, he got berry flavored. So it's very tasty. This is how you spread it all over your mouth.
That's what I have now. And I know it. And every time I fucking get one, I go,
not again.
Oh, maybe it won't be. Maybe it won't be. And then you feel a few minutes later and you're like, yep, fuck. Hold on a minute. You know what? I'm going to let this run for a second. I'm going to go wipe this shit off because I'm just going to catch more shit.
But you didn't
if I don't. That.
Besides herpes?
Yeah, yeah. Now that everyone's taking screenshots, I think it's a great time to get rid of it. Like, it's done. It's done,
there is
bro.
An element where 100% I think he does this for like, he thinks like, this will help me go viral.
How are you? I can't wait to go in the chat and read all the people going, oh my God, it's humongous. What the fuck did you do?
But I think that's true. I think you can't wait to get in the chat.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up. You don't know. I'm sure you will see before Friday. I mean, I jump on this shit quick. I've had
it's marginal. Like right now, if he had come out like this and not mentioned it, some people would have zoomed in and been like, is that a herp lip? But it would have been up for debate.
You could have played it off for sure.
Right.
A herp for what now? Like 8-9 years. So I've had one or two of these. And
a decade of herpes, a retrospective.
So did he get it from Ashley or someone else?
Who knows? A guy like this who fucks, there's no telling what bar or back alley seedy situation he contracted this from.
Oh, you know, and you can jump on it quick and you can take lysine supplements and you can get that Abreva shit on it and all that stuff. But SP's mad now.
I like to air it out.
Because, you know, she doesn't get any kisses.
Okay, so, this is interesting. SP is mad because she doesn't get any kisses.
Right. So this SP, he's been bringing up SP again lately. But
SP loves her kisses.
I believe that SP is like James Bond, like 007. The actor changes, but the role stays the same.
Yes. As long as the TARDIS is there, we have a show.
And I'm like, you know, amongst other things. And I'm like, I mean, you can. See, like, when you're with someone who has herp lip, in my opinion, it's kind of like being with a vampire. And it's one of those things where
why don't
you just embrace that you're with a vampire and let the vampire bite you and you can be vampires together. It'll be fine. But no.
So
SP should wear it like a badge of honor. Like Karmic. Remember when Karmic had this and he was like, he's like, that means I'm with women.
and then he did he like signed off with like a little flick.
So the way Aaron thinks is he's like, when we walk around the mall together, because I imagine that's a weekend activity you do in Minnesota in 2025, that everyone will know we fucking kiss. you should be strutting it.
It's
he doesn't understand why somebody wouldn't want herpes is basically what
he's likening it to being a vampire. Well, there's advantages to being a vampire. You get immortality. You're able to, in some depictions, you can fly, you can transfigure into a bat. You can't go out it in the daytime, but you become allergic to garlic. There's downsides and upsides to it. It seems like herpes, there's just downsides. I don't know what the upsides to herpes is.
If SP, like you speculate, is this new woman, and she's just taken on the moniker because this is what he's going to call his slam piece for all time now. Imagine you start dating this guy, and within weeks, he pops up with this giant fucking lip cherry.
But no.
And you've already banged, and you're like, oh, boy.
They don't want to be vampires. They want you to be the only vampire so they can get mad at you when you have vampire outbreaks. No, but I knew it. I fucking knew it. you saw me. I can't remember if it was this morning. I can't remember if it was yesterday morning, but you saw me feverishly wiping lip balm off my, because my lips were dried out. So I wanted to smooth them out. And so I was feverishly wiping it off. And I told Johnny, I go, if I don't.
How does he think lip balm or something like that could rehydrate your lips? But you're not meant to use it like to fill in potholes. It's not supposed to smooth out the texture.
I don't. It was this morning, I'm pretty sure, because I felt it like an hour after the morning show. It was that instantaneous. And I was like, if I keep this shit on for too long, I get a herp lip.
I've never heard someone attribute catching something like that to being caused by, like, obviously you have herpes. He's had herpes. We know that. Mm-hmm. Like, he's saying the breakout is caused by him using lip balm.
It's sort of like when people say if they eat chocolate, they'll break out in pimples. You know, it's like a...
It's like an old wives' tale. Okay, got it. Yes,
he's the wife.
An old cuck's tale.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. This is...
Wait, why does it say cuck at the bottom?
Why not?
Right.
I think it needs to move over a little bit if we're just labeling people, but sure.
Holy shit!
Oh, I think whoever made the clip probably like edited out everything and just left right. The word cuck there, because that makes sense. Oh, this is Toucan Sam. This is the other thing that really cracked me up this week. And by the way, we're going to get to the Discord talk in a minute, but there's two new Aaron Imholt Steel-Toed Discord, or sorry, Reddits now.
Yeah.
And Toucan Sam made this. And, you know, the guy, I understand, hates me, but this is fantastic.
Holy shit! Goal. Throw in a few bucks and let's get this goal. We give you a time on the show. We got a new goal. That means I gotta dance. That means I gotta perform. That's a goal. I'll sit here and dance like a monkey for you. Let's hit that goal. Just gather up $25. I need that goal. While you're at it, everyone throw $20 at the toe. Streamlabs, PayPal. 4 minutes left. All right, let's get Venmos. I'll sit here in my own cup chair. Okay, I don't have a real show. I'm just a filthy beggar. I know.
Yeah?
Yeah. I know that this thing's circling the fucking drain.
Yeah.
But we can all throw in a little bit to the toe. So go ahead. Come on, come on, come on. Come on! And when I go, come on, come on, it means we've only made $70 today because Gray Duckling drew in 100. Let's hit that goal. And then Aaron goes, ah! Let's hit that goal. Ah! Let's hit that goal.
So good. Thank you very much, Toucan Sam. What I love is that he has all these little moments where he says his inner thoughts out loud, like, I don't have a real show. I just beg. It's pathetic. And then a minute later, it'll be like, I won the war. All these losers ran from me. I guess I went too hard. I thought it was just poking. It's like, hold on. A minute ago, you just tore down your life.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I love that. So like we just mentioned, the Steel Toe Boring Show Reddit, cultivated by the famous Soft Weekly, was
commodded by Toucan Sam as well, / Hate Clipper, / Sam V, / Reaper Ready, and all the other alts that he's got.
It vanished Tuesday morning, I believe.
Something like that, yeah.
It was just gone. And in its stead, two new Reddits, subreddits have popped up.
Like a
begging show. And
like a bare minimum Hydra. Two right. Heads sprouted.
Right. Or you're like you hit a pregnant spider with your shoe, and now there's hundreds everywhere. So Sam V, who was the mod of the Steel Toe Boring Show, has now started a new one, the Steel Toe Begging Show, and another one is now r-Steel Toe, which you helped to set up, I guess.
I created r/Steel Toe. I figure it's a shorter name, easier for people to remember. It's the
r/steel toe. Easy. How is that not taken? That's crazy.
I don't know. I wanted r/thislittlepiggy, and I thought that would be a good place for things to, but that was already taken by foot fetishists. So,
and ultimately, I do think competition's good, and you know, people can post on both. Or I know a lot of the Clippers are posting both their clips on both things. It's probably all for the best.
The reason, like, I would have been fine with almost any member of the community being like having started one up, and I wouldn't have started a competing one. But I just think that Toucan Sam V, is a pretty unstable person, and it's only a matter of time before he weaponizes his position of power, as he has in every other community that he's been a part of. So that's r/steeltoe is a place that's run by a whole bunch of different people. You can see the list of mods there, all frequent contributors.
And as soon as you pointed out that Sam B was running the new one, he changed his name again.
He said, Sam V is no longer owner of the subreddit. I've decided to give it up to this account that was created today that has zero posting history that now owns the Steel Toe Begging Show.
I want to make it clear that if you want to attack anybody, Sam V, go for Moody. I support you. I think you're great. And this is all him talking mad
shit. You don't need to tell him to attack me. He's already been doing that for such a long time.
Good job, Sam. If I can help with the effort, anyway, let me know. Fuck this guy, right? America. We don't even know where he's from. Okay, this is Aaron. Now, you are famous. One of your graphs for cataloging Aaron's activity on Kiwi Farms. This guy checks this thing around the clock.
Correct.
Then he sent his account to private and says he no longer checks any of that stuff. Also, he has made several references to checking the Reddit and what Reddit is saying, and the people on Reddit are spurgs and mentally ill. He's talked about a million things that have happened on the Reddit, even as far back as when Matt and Grinch Girl were on there saying stuff. He's long been a part of what's happening on that Reddit. But this is, I guess, his show on Tuesday where he pretends to find out the Reddit's been shut down mid-show. Now, do you think for a minute he didn't check it that morning, or?
Yeah, this reeked of of pretending.
Oh, are they? Did that? Oh,
oh my God! I'm just finding out that they got arrested right now. I had no idea that they're going to be arrested like this. Yes.
How you feel about it, Scarface with $5. Wow, that's harsh. Holy shit. I can't talk about that, but I mean, thank you for the $5, and I'm sorry you feel that way. Holy shit. I really do get under people's skin that have never met me. It's wild. Red Fox Mad.
But you also brag about getting under people's skin.
Mm-hmm.
So turnabout's fair play, right?
It's, yeah, I mean, it's his goal, for lack of a better term, his goal is to rile people up and get under their skin.
And he says he's better at it than everybody.
Yeah, he's the heel.
Yeah, so.
499 says, my wife has awesome news. Oh, this might be why Scarface is upset.
So we're back to, it's crazy how for a month this didn't happen. But he's back to spending almost half the show attacking individual chatters who are saying stuff he doesn't like in the chat.
Individual chatters and making generalized threats about
but like this didn't occur for weeks, and now it's like just off the rails. Like the whole show again is about, this show's above the drama, but let me tell you about some of the drama. Like, okay,
and he's on top of it and knows what to believe and what not to believe. Like if he would have received this at any other time, like, are you going to believe someone saying it's been shut down? Or do you think that that person's just writing that so that they can get your reaction to what you, how you would have reacted if you thought it was?
Also, speaking to the, did he know this before the show or not? And is he pretending to find this out right now? Remember when somebody told him that Super Tip had, the domain had elapsed and it had been taken over by Red Bar? He went immediately to verify that and check it.
Yes.
Why wouldn't you do that here?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this might be why he's mad. Okay. My wife has awesome.
This explains why I have a hater in my chat today. It's an unusual day. There's a guy in my chat who hates me.
Who's the Steel Toe Morning Show Reddit has been shut down.
Now, just to clarify, the Steel Toe Boring Show Reddit was shut down. The Steel Toe Morning Show Reddit was shut down years ago once the Steel Toe Boring Show Reddit surpassed it in activity and members. He used to have an official Steel Toe Morning Show Reddit back when Reddit wasn't full of mentally ill people.
I think it's still there, but it's just private.
Okay, yeah, the minute that Soft Weekly's Steel Toe Boring Show started getting larger than his official Steel Toe Morning Show Reddit, he stopped sending people there, stopped telling people about it, and announced that he had closed it, which I think is interesting. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Dude, they are. That is gonna. Now,
where will the kids play if they close the park? Oh, no, is this why they're?
Now I get why Scarface is upset. Now, okay, now.
Before this, he was a really big fan.
He's mad. Oh boy. Well, I'm sorry, guys. That's terrible. Is that for real? What they do? You have to be retarded to get a Reddit taken down. I mean, you have to do really stupid shit.
You hear that, Sam V?
And I'll be honest, I never visited it. I've never watched anything on it.
Holy shit. Holy shit. He's never. What is it? I don't know why I'm gloating so much if I've never checked it out. I don't know anything about it, but another way to go.
I don't know what they get up to there, but if it's like any other steel toe person or steel toe hate person, they probably got a
steel toe hate person, hair cutter person. Who taught this man how to talk?
Massive criminal record, are not allowed to see their kids. Drug use in their past and a history of mental illness.
Sound like anybody you know?
With our powers combined, I am Captain Steel Toe. Like those are the different rings.
Imagine saying, like, this guy has drug history in his past. It's like, okay.
Or lives with their parents. He's saying living with your parents is your life has gone bad. And that can mean someone has not moved out of their parents' house due to whatever situation, but some people move their parents in or go to move in with their parents when their health starts failing to look after them.
Right.
But I guess only Aaron thinks that looking after your parents means your life is your life is going.
Or maybe
bad.
You lost your job and can't afford your apartment. So right. What? Yeah. Like, does living with your parents have any bearing on your value as a human being? Like, what are we?
That. What's the other one? The long rap sheets.
Yeah,
I mean he was talking about how Chad is such a good guy and how he'd like to team up with Chad. Chad's got the longest rap sheet of anyone in the community,
and just moved in with his parents.
Other one was what was it?
Drug kids.
Yeah, can't see your kids. Which I mean, he's 50% of the way there. For half their life, he's not allowed to see his kids.
And has undergone periods of time where there were strict rules around picking up, dropping off, who had mm-hmm. to be present during visits, like
putting them around drugs. He did that. Mm-hmm. And the last one is drug user, which, I mean, that's the oddest one to me because Aaron keeps talking as if he's a rehabilitated addict. Or well, that no, his life
specifically, he said a history of drug use. Aaron, you have a history of drug use,
right? He doesn't talk about drug use or people who are dependent on drugs or are impacted by them in a way that is like a rehabilitated person with some element of sympathy or knowing what they're going through and feeling sorry for them. He uses it like a weapon instead of.
Well, if you remember, there was a time when I believe it was Granny. He was like, if anyone needs help out there with their drugs,
right.
I'll happily skip a show if I have to help a friend out. If I
A month or two ago, he was talking about people sending him messages asking for help with regards to drug use. But now on the show, he's like, these fucking druggies, like, they suck. He's making fun of people for having an affliction that he also has. I mean, what's the one of the first rules in, like, Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous is that it's a thing that you can never heal. Like, you'll always be an addict. And
right.
You need to treat.
Once an addict, always an addict.
Right.
But he doesn't treat it that way. Addicts is very, very high.
That's too bad. That's too bad. This is amazing news for Steel Toe and the fans. I have to be honest, one thing our audience is really good at is they really don't give a shit about any of that really gay stuff. Like,
why is it a segment?
Audiences, our core audience, the one that supports us every day, is
made. Gray Duckling? Who's the core? Could the core identify? Will the core stand up? Will the core please rise?
Blue collar workers.
Our core audience is made of blue collar workers. Again, imagine anyone having this on at a job site.
Yeah. That's the whole thing with him and Granny was Granny used to listen to the show on job sites. But then once he started talking about like pedophiles and all that stuff, he was like, I can't listen to this in front of clients.
Right. No one's up on the high steel blaring Steel Toe from their UE boom.
like real people, not like people who hang out on like, you know, live with their elderly mother. Are not
so now he's admitting it. It's like, so when you say people who live with their parents, it's like, yeah, they might be like John Melendez. They might just be lending a helping hand to their elderly mother.
We've also now stumbled onto our fallacy of the week, and that is the no true Scotsman fallacy, which is when you ascribe a type of quality to a certain person, and then if someone gives you an example of that person, of someone who isn't like that, you say, no, 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 that's that person. No true Scotsman or no true Steel Toe fan actually behaves that way. They actually don't care about this stuff. So right. It's the no true Scotsman.
Talking fantasy. About the core 60 that were at our live event. They right, get
out to see their kids and, you know, hang out on the internet all day. So they don't really... they don't really have that problem. I don't think if I talked about some subreddit thing for more than a couple of minutes, I think my audience would get mad at me and they'd get bored and they'd.
So he's never done that. He's never talked about the Reddit.
Or beat on the internet all day. Like he is more on the internet than any of us. He is in front of a camera on the internet getting his money. Like how he survives for 8 hours a day. And then after that, in between all of that and after and before, he's checking Kiwi Farms and the subreddit and all those other places.
Stalin put up a clip that covers a little bit of what we just went over, but it picks up and gets farther into him talking about returning to radio. I guess it's that time of the month. Well, the ratings just came out. They called Nest. Would you still be interested? And I was like, hell yeah. And then they stopped calling again.
It's like he would have read an article about radio stations replacing their hosts with AI. And he thinks, that's me. I'm Aaron M. Holt. I'm AI.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be fantastic. Yeah. All right, here we go.
I talked about some subreddit thing for more than a couple of minutes. I think my audience would get mad at me and they'd get bored and they'd leave. $2 from Gray Duckling said, is the Steel Toe MySpace or Geo page still up? Yeah, see, that's where my audience is on that kind of stuff. So I'm sorry. I think the biggest insult I can give those people is that we really don't think about you at all. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
I can't say it. I'm not gonna say it.
Really sorry. Let's go to Oodles of Toodles says that's gonna stir a hornet's nest. should have sold it better. What should I have sold? I mean, that's too bad. I'm sorry that a gang of psychopaths had their toy taken away. Was their daddy supposed to?
Gang of psychopaths who had their toy taken away. I'd call Kiwi Farms a place that doxes people, that stalks anyone who's tangentially related to their perceived enemies. I'd think that would be a better description of...
I'm not in charge of the Reddit or an admin on any of the Reddits or any of that, and never have been, but anytime anyone even started talking about a private person on there, the community itself would go, hey, no, we're not.
Yeah, that's gross. Do that here. Stop doing that.
Over on QE Farms, they act like you just threw chum in the water.
Right.
Like, they're like, tell us more. What kind of car do they drive?
Where do their parents live?
Like, yeah. It's
bigger than that? I'm sorry, but you cannot ask me to take that seriously. You cannot ask me to go, oh, the subreddit, oh boy. My audience right now would give me money to go, don't you ever mention any kind of subreddit or anything like that again.
I don't think they'd give you money.
Also, why don't you give me money?
I'm laughing already.
Why don't you do that? Like, why don't you take money for that if it's something that they don't care about?
Guys, it's Subreddit Sunday, and we talk about subreddits until you give.
Or we'll leave your stupid ass. So, I don't know. Sam Show says the collapse of the subreddit created a vacuum, and now they're having a slap fight. Oh, God. I mean, if could God give you a better sign to find something else? Could God be giving you a better...
God? That's not a real guy.
Yes, there is. Getting felony charges for something is probably a clearer sign from God that you should stop doing something.
Sign to move on with life and do something more productive. But then again, if you're spending all your time on a subreddit about me, chances are you've missed a lot of signs from God. I mean, that's about it. All right. I'm not going to bully him tonight.
This guy spends his entire time on a subreddit about Nick. Like, that's what he does. He's been, like, this might be skipping ahead to other clips, but he's been talking about people who've been sending him dossiers about his haters and all this stuff about his haters. That's not from a person. That is from the Nick Ricada subreddit, the Nick Ricada thread on Kiwi Farms. That's what he's been reading. That's where he gets his information about people.
Is it true? Someone on our Discord says it. Is it true that they shut down his Kiwi Farms thread?
They're having a debate at the moment about whether or not they shut it down or they turn it into a general Dabbleverse thread.
Got it.
Meanwhile, there's like a little bit more.
This isn't going the way we wanted. We should change this.
There's more infighting as well. There's some people who think that Aaron is a lolcow in and of himself. And there's others that say, no, he isn't a lolcow because Nick is actually the ultimate lolcow. And anything that's against Nick is therefore not.
I wasn't speeding because someone was speeding faster.
Right. It's this, they've got this, like if they are an objective community that follows lolcows, then Aaron would absolutely meet all their criteria. But they're just so broken with regards to Nick that they believe that Aaron is fine because of that.
Sorry for anyone we made mad. Sorry about our little news talk show / comedy morning zoo that upsets so many. But I am going to move on. We are going to start the show tonight. One thing we do run on is your money. And one thing we are short of is 300 members on Rumble. So go ahead and gift those memberships or just click those links. Streamlabs, PayPal, and
every day alternates this members goal. We're trying to hit 400. We're trying to hit 300 because, you know, it's a rolling system. So when he dips below 300, he's like, we got to get to 300. When he gets to 301, he's like, we're 99 away from 400. It's like, yeah. I mean, sure, you're 699 away from 1,000. What are we doing? Like,
drop in a couple of bucks. We could always use some more memberships on YouTube, too. Don't forget about them. And continue to support this wonderful show. Again, 180 is the number for tonight. We were running a bit too much of a monthly surplus.
What? He's making too much money.
Why big?
This guy.
Why are you banking, man?
He loses his mind. Sometimes he calls out the cents. Sometimes he's like, guys, we're 1462 away. But now he's like, you know what? We're making too much money over here. My accountant is like, whoa, slow down. The bank actually called me and they were like, are you a drug runner? Like, what's going on? We've never seen this much cash. Yes.
A little bit there. So I went ahead and cut the goals. We are officially under 300 every morning and we are under 200 every evening, which is.
Oh, he's hit his goal for the goal.
Yes.
Fantastic. I mean, I'm hoping that in the next couple of months we can drop that even more.
And even more than that, I'm hoping you forget I just said that.
Jump into it. Oh, why do mommy and daddy have to fight? Oh boy.
SpaghettiOs.
I'm getting some very good intel from people.
How do you know? I get intel from people every day. It's mostly retarded. I'm getting good intel. I've run this through my team. This has been vetted. I'm getting really good intel. Okay, go on.
Sometimes I struggle to find the words of, like, thank you for sending this to me, but it's useless. Like, there's so much of that.
Melting down that's currently going on. Oh boy.
I'm getting word that there's melting down going on.
What? He said a month and a half ago, like, what was it? Just after his supposed sentencing hearing, he said that this era of Steel Toe is over. I'm sorry. We were going after the haters. We were creating a show that just dealt with haters and drama. And now I'm going to go down swinging. I'm going to be a classic Steel Toe talking about the news show. Now he's back to, it's not even talking about a specific person. He's saying he's hearing reports of someone being upset and that's making him giddy.
Someone just said, I'm the best, guys. Breaking news.
There's seething happening somewhere. My seed sense is tingling.
I'm not even doing anything. I was here. Who'd you leave them with? Yes, Vadam, they did. They've created like three or four, and they can't decide who's the...
Whenever he pops up a chat like that and brings it down real quick, he doesn't want you to read it.
Yeah,
which is insane because... As if you can't just go back. Like, what was that? What he puts it up so quick. Hold on, I got to do it again.
Yes, madame, they did. They've created like three or
shit. The losers have created a new Steel Toe Reddit page. Steel Toe Begging Show. My wife has found it. LOL. The haters hate this show. F them. It's almost like he's promoting it. So that's why he took it down real quick. This is a big tell. It's like, why put it up? You know, I have to flash it up. Again, I have a theory that whatever the software is he uses, like, won't clear or unhighlight it or mark it as red until he does that. And his OCD will not let him.
Yeah. It's also, what does that tell you about going after one person or like one place that is giving you some sort of grief? Like, the problem won't go away when you shut that place down or that person down. The problem is much bigger from your perspective. Like, it doesn't help to try to shut down a single instance.
Yeah, it's like Jeff Goldblum said, nature finds a way.
Right.
and they can't decide who's the original. Unbelievable what I do to these people. I'm not even trying. I swear to God, I'm not even trying. But I own than without trying.
Mersh brought up a good point this week. It's like,
I doubt it.
He's like, if there's a place where your haters are gathering with each other, you generally want to keep it there so that everything is done out in the open. If you go off and destroy it, then they will either go into hiding or go into multiple different places, and it becomes a lot more decentralized.
Sleeper cells.
Right. It's a lot harder to stay on top of what they're saying. So now he's had to add two other subreddits that he follows during his time when he's not following anything to keep up with what's happening rather than just one place.
I've seen too many people for me to just ignore it. I'm seeing a lot of people, and like when a lot of people say stuff and it creeps into my head, I do have to ask the greater audience. T-Duden said, Johnny will never be awake long enough to do a heel turn. And I've told Johnny, I'm like, I've noticed.
This is interesting because
that's such a good call.
I think he's starting to float the idea of phasing Johnny out, which we've been waiting for.
You know, that show from about 9 o'clock on, I'm doing a lot of heavy lifting.
He acts like Johnny's on fire at 6 a.m.
And also, he's if there's too many jokes went through my head at the same time. But it's like he just mentioned he was in surplus, and so he was bringing the goal down. Why not pay Johnny more? there's things you can do with money that can help.
Also, you know, and we've noticed this a million times, like there's times where like he's tuned out. Remember the time Keanu was like frozen for like 3 minutes and he had no idea because he's just talking to her still image? He doesn't need a co-host. He doesn't want a co-host. He just kind of wants a warm body there to kind of give him credibility.
He wants a reason to use the pronoun we.
I can't tell you how much long ago I would have fired Johnny if I'm him. Like, it's how Johnny acts is not only disrespectful, it's disinterested. Mm-hmm. It doesn't add anything. And I'd just be like, you can go. Hey, cripple, you can beat it. Like, fucking go back to sleep. But no, he has so few people left that he's holding on to these nothings. It really is insane. It's like, this guy adds nothing, and you're acting like he was once great, and now he's fading.
He doesn't only add nothing, he takes away. He takes away from the energy of what's happening. He takes away from the general mood of the show. It's worse having Johnny there than... Yeah.
Well, somebody tell him.
Are you okay, like, health-wise? Like, do you need to... Because, like, my...
No, he's not okay health-wise. He's not
mentally or physically. He's in a real bad spot.
Start at 7 o'clock. Have him come in at 7.
Right.
Because when the show is like most in need of hitting the goal,
he's doing a lot of that stimming with his hands again, where he's like wringing his hands and touching his fingers. And
like Johnny's fading big time. And like enough people have recognized it or noticed it.
Yes, for years. This isn't new.
It happened when he moved Johnny out of the studio. That's
severely,
yes. Yeah.
I'm getting some intel that Johnny isn't lively.
Hold on, I'm getting
a report.
When he was sitting next to Aaron, there was more life in Johnny than there is now. As soon as he moved him to Zoom, I think Johnny rolls out of bed a couple minutes before the show.
Yeah, of course. Just like Corey used to. Remember, Corey used to always be late and just sit there. Corey would just sit in Corey's corner and just be there. Aaron just needs someone. Like, it's hard for me to picture that I have an audience unless someone's watching me that I can see. Like, he almost treats them like they're an audience, like an active audience member.
It all stems from him wanting it to be a morning show. Why not delay it by a few hours after you've dropped the kids off at school and... Right. Therefore, everyone will be awake and you can.
It goes back to something we've said here forever. It's like it's a muscle that he must exercise. This waking up at 6 a.m., that's when morning shows are on. That's the A time slot for radio guys.